This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says any forms of violence against women will not be acceptable. Coronavirus infection rate gradually decreasing in Nepal. More than 6,000 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudil assures the practical implementation of the budget. And US President Joe Biden says he plans to press his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on human rights during a summit in Geneva next month. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says any forms of violence against women will not be acceptable. Addressing a program organized at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar on the occasion of 3rd National Women's Rights Day yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the government was committed at ending all forms of violence against the women. The Prime Minister also said the government was working in line with the women's rights by formulating stringent laws against incidents of acid attack and rape cases. The coronavirus infection rate is gradually decreasing in Nepal while the recovery rate is increasing. Additional 6,205 people recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday. Speaking at the Health Ministry's press briefing, Ministry's joint spokesperson, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said 79.2% of the infected people had recovered so far. Similarly, 4,369 new cases of the virus were confirmed yesterday. There are altogether 108,897 active cases across the country till date. Meanwhile, additional 109 deaths from coronavirus was recorded yesterday. Minister for Finance Bishnu Paudil has assured for the practical implementation of the budget announced for the upcoming fiscal year 2021-22. At a press briefing at the ministry yesterday, Minister Paudil said the ministry would soon take initiatives to implement the budget after consulting with all the ministries and concerned authorities. Minister Paudil said that sufficient budget had been allocated for the elections and the government was committed to holding the elections in a free and fearless manner. The hearing on the writ petitions filed at the Supreme Court against the House of Representatives dissolution could not enter into the theoretical issue yesterday as well. Rather, the hearing ended amid the dispute on formation of the bench. The next date of hearing on House of Representatives dissolution has been fixed for tomorrow. The legal practitioners on behalf of the writ petitioners raised their concerns on the formation of the constitutional bench that comprises Chief Justice Cholendra Samser, Jangabahadur Rana, Justices Deep Kumar Karki, Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai, Tej Bahadur Kesi and Bom Kumar Shrestha. The legal practitioners had put their demand asking the disassociation of Justices Casey and Shrestha from the bench. The legal practitioners have argued that Justice Casey was also involved in the hearing of House of Representatives dissolution previously and Shrestha issued the order in the case against the unification of the party CPN. The House of Representatives was dissolved on May 22nd as the new government could not be formed as per the Article 76, Sub-Article 5 of the Constitution of Nepal. A total of 30 writ petitions have been lodged at the Supreme Court on both for and against of the House dissolution. The alliance of the opposition parties has urged all political party leaders and cadres as well as the civil societies to raise voice eloquently for the constitution and democracy. The meeting of top leaders of the opposition parties including Nepali Congress convened at the residence of Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa at Budanilgunta yesterday appealed to all the state organs and agencies not to support any non-democratic and unconstitutional activities. The alliance has also warned the government not to do anything that would leave a far-reaching effect to the country and the people. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाइ कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटिसी को कल इन्डिया प्याक छँदैछ नि इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he plans to press his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on human rights during a summit in Geneva next month. During a speech to mark the Memorial Day holiday on Sunday, Biden said he would make clear during the meeting that they will not stand by and let him abuse those rights. Biden and Putin, who have exchanged some harsh words and rebukes since the U.S. president took office in January, will meet on June 16th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement last week confirming the summit that the leaders would discuss the full range of pressing issues as they seek to restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russia relationship. The Kremlin said in a statement that Biden and Putin would discuss bilateral ties, problems related to strategic nuclear stability and other issues including cooperation in fight against COVID-19 and regional conflicts. French President Emmanuel Macron has warned that France would withdraw troops from Mali if political instability there leads to greater Islamist radicalization. It follows a second coup in 9 months in the West African nation. President Macron warned of the risk of Mali moving towards greater Islamist influence. France has 5,100 troops, which is 5,100 strong troops in the Sahel region, which has been a front line in the war against Islamist militancy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province No. 1, Province No. 2 and Bagmati Province and one or two places of hilly regions of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province No. 1 and Province No. 2. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Gabriel Sharma Oli says any forms of violence against women will not be acceptable. Coronavirus infection rate gradually decreasing in Nepal. More than 6,000 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel assures the practical implementation of the budget. And United States President Joe Biden says he plans to press his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on human rights during a summit in Geneva next month. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.